Around cattle country on the Southeast Ag Network, collections of beef checkoff dollars in Florida have been dwindling for some time as the number of head of cattle being sold in the state are down. This, of course, has made it tough for the Florida Beef Council to execute programs in the state to promote beef. But one avenue their executive director, Polly Golden, has taken to secure dollars has been through the Federation of State Beef Councils, where FBC has been able to submit proposals to obtain dollars from states that have larger numbers of cattle and thus more dollars than a state like Florida, which has a lot more people to get the beef message out to. Todd Johnson, Vice President of Owner Member Services for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said these funds have been set up for this exact reason.
And it's a great way to leverage the expertise and the human capital, if you will, that exists in our state beef councils. The challenge is, as checkoff collections shrink, the ability to do those programs also reduces. So this is a fund of pooled money from the national level that's available for the states to access. Now, they have to meet some criteria in order to be eligible for those, but Florida is one who has done a good job of using those dollars.
For every head of cattle sold, $1 is collected from the seller, and half of that goes on to the national beef checkoff, while the remaining 50 cents stays here in the state for promotional purposes. But with those numbers down, Johnson said the Florida Beef Council has been able to obtain extra dollars through this pool of money to continue with a few programs here in the state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.